from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A court in Kabul has sentenced 11 police officers, including a district police chief, to one-year jail terms Tuesday while setting eight others free over the deadly mob beating of a woman in Kabul earlier this year. The judge found the 11 officers guilty of neglecting their duty to protect 27-year-old Fakunda from the brutal March 19 attack that was sparked by false accusations that she desecrated the Muslim holy book, the Quran. Cell phone video showed people beating her with sticks, pushing her body from a rooftop, and running it over with a car before dragging it through the streets of Kabul, burning it, and dumping it in a river. The attack sparked protests in Afghanistan and widespread outrage elsewhere. Former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra has appeared in a court to face criminal charges over a mismanaged rice subsidy program that cost the country billions of dollars. Ms. Yingluck was greeted by dozens of supporters as she arrived at the Bangkok Supreme Court Tuesday. She spoke to reporters.
I would like to say that we confident of my innocence and confident to present to the court with the evidence and the witness. Thank you.
The next hearing for Ms. Yingluck is scheduled for July 21st. Shiite militias massed Tuesday outside the Iraqi city of Ramadi ahead of a possible offensive to try to recapture the Anbar provincial capital from Islamic State militants. An operation carried out alongside Iraqi government forces would resemble the one the same parliamentary troops took part in last month to regain control of Tikrit. You're listening to VOA News. The cartoonist who drew Islam's Prophet Muhammad for the cover of the French satirical Charlie Hebdo magazine, which was targeted for a mass shooting in January, says he's leaving the publication. The cartoonist, Renaud Luzer, who is known professionally as Luz, told the French newspaper Liberation Tuesday that he can no longer handle the pressure of drawing for Charlie Hebdo because of stress and staff shortages. He said since the attack, he has drawn many of the cover illustrations because there's no one else available to do it. The Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, Victoria Nuland, Monday called for an immediate end to ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine, saying a truce reached in February is being violated on a daily basis.
All sides in this conflict need to be talking about full ceasefire, full pullback, need to be withdrawing military equipment, and that includes the military support that the Russian Federation is providing.
Speaking in Moscow, she suggested Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine were responsible for the bulk of the violations. Following the criticism of its handling of last year's Ebola crisis, the World Health Organization's head, Dr. Margaret Chan, announced a major overhaul of the UN Health Agency to help it respond more quickly and efficiently in times of crisis.
The new WHO program for health emergencies will be accountable to me, and it is autonomous, with its own business rules and operational platform. And we will have clear performance metrics built on partnership, which is so important. No single organization can do everything. So we need to work with our partners.
Guinea and Sierra Leone reported just 9 new cases of Ebola in the week ending May 10th. Dozens of South Korean warships, fighter jets, and submarines are taking part in live fire drills in what Seoul says is a response to recent military provocations by the North. South Korea's defense ministry said the joint Navy and Air Force drills involved at least 20 vessels and included the firing of anti-ship missiles off the east coast of the Korean peninsula. The Tuesday exercises are aimed at quashing the North's intention for provocation at sea, according to a defense ministry spokesman. A U.S. reporter jailed in Iran for nearly a year on charges that include espionage is due to appear in court next week. State media said Tuesday that the trial of Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post bureau chief in Tehran, would begin on May 26. The French news agency quoted his lawyer saying Rezaian would appear along with his wife and a third person who were detained together last July. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.